Well, if it isn't my dear little Daniel, my sweet little boy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to start, you know, working out to get swole, and then I won't be quite so whittle anymore.
You'll always be daddy's whittle boy.
No.
My father's You'll always be my whittle boy to me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yep.
Please, don't like
it. I infantilize you to make you less than.
Yeah.
Whittle boy.
It's a nice power play, but I'm not into it. I'm not into it. I'm going to no butt that one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me know how I can demean you in a way that I guess is sort of more comfortable for you. Because I want to personalize this experience for you. I want to make it memorable. I want it to be something you can look back on. I'm glad that happened about. So yeah, please let me know. I always accept constructive feedback on how to tear you down and make you feel like less than.
And this is why you're the best reviewed bully on Google. This level of care and customization, like you won't walk out of this experience, this friendship, with just your standard complex. You're going to be insecure about things you didn't know people could be insecure about.
It's a Rubik's cube I give you that you kind of have to unpack.
Yeah,
and you know what? That's what you get when you shop union.
Welcome to the show.
Look for the union label.
Science.
Magic.
Horses.
Truth.
Banter.
A bully's union. Now I really
want bully's union.
Bully's local 502.
What's good is they just steal other unions' dues.
Yeah. You know, they're making sure that they're really behind the push to not have free lunches for kids at school because, you know, you got to take kids' lunch.
Well, yeah, that's taking food right out of their mouths,
exactly,
really, if you think about
exactly.
It.
You know, you're destroying union bully jobs. But that's so in a weird way, Republicans are pro-union on this one.
on ending school lunches and indeed schools.
Yeah, right. No, well, schools are where you should learn how to do math and science that doesn't involve evolution and get ready for a minimum wage manual labor job.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So biology, get that out of there. You start asking questions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Chemistry, we need some more of them for the pharma boys.
Sure. History, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Get that out of there.
So woke, telling stories about what happened before. What?
Yeah, remembering what actually happened instead of honoring our brave heroes.
I saw a retired soldier tweet that he was wearing his like Navy hat and a guy in a MAGA hat that thanked him for his service and he told him, "Fuck you, traitor." He's like, the look on his face was like so shocked. It was amazing. Fun times. Fun times.
And watch rumors abound about that veteran's sexual preferences within a week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Almost like that's what the MAGA movement's actually about, is sort of just like gaining power. Anything that's not in the service of that, they can just kind of call a pedophile.
Yep.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. It's everyone's a groomer except for, you know.
Except
the
people
groomers.
Who actually abuse kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're church elders, Austin.
Man, you ever seen a list of like who runs the Mormon church, like the 20 old white men at the top?
Who run the church? Pervs. Who run this mother? Pervs.
Oh, man, it's like you asked AI to generate 20 different discrete crypt keepers.
It's just a bunch of dueling Darth Sidiouses.
And next we will acquire a soda company. So we'll say caffeine is okay as long as it's cold.
As long as it's from a soda. So many Mormon women will be carrying around kegs of Coca-Cola.
No, it's Pepsi. Pepsi that they own.
Pepsi, yeah. I didn't get the alliteration that way.
I mean,
way,
they,
so.
Both Pepsi and Coke give to Apex.
A papoose of Pepsi.
A papoose of Pepsi. Palpatine's papoose of Pepsi. We've partnered with Nike. Just do it.
Oh, wait, it's a Pepsi papoose that Nike's releasing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, they do apparel.
Under the auspices of the Mormon church.
Yeah, I'm glad you're tracking, Austin. This was all a memory test, and you passed. We've all been very concerned.
Take that, dementia. Who said that?
You've been calling me Gary for a while, so I was pretty concerned.
Well, that's a fun nickname I came up with you based on my favorite city in Indiana.
Ugh. Have I got on my Indiana rant?
Goddamn, I love meth.
Have I told you my Indiana rant?
You're an Indy Ranta?
Nice.
Rantiana? Rantiana is a little bit better.
Yeah, Rantiana is a little bit better. If it was about Illinois, you could just call it Illinois. Enough with the Sufjan Stevens reference. No, Indiana charges you about $25 in tolls for the privilege of escaping the state. I-90 cuts off the top of Indiana, and it's controlled access highway, and there's tolls, and that's fine. Mm. But people talk about Iowa and corn? No. The top part of Indiana, you go through about 140 miles of nothing but cornfields.
Nothing
fields.
But corn.
Nothing. It's controlled access highway, so you can pull off at gas stations, and there's like some fast food options that are still within it that getting off to those doesn't, you don't have to pay a toll to get back on the highway. But it is the most depressing, worst part of driving like coast to coast, the top route. It's awful.
It's just Indiana.
Yeah, it's honestly, I never thought I'd say this. It is worse than driving through North Dakota.
Ooh.
It's more depressing.
And it's strong condemnation.
Yeah, it is a sea of corn. It is kind of terrifying. All you can see either direction as far as the eye goes is corn.
Oh, man. But that's heaven for me, because I love that band with the faces. You know, like, is that how they sound?
Austin, I really am not here to talk to you about Limp Bizkit.
You never are.
Yeah.
And it was my birthday, and you still said no.
Yeah. I have boundaries.
Oh, because the cookie wasn't vegan. Okay, yeah. No. All right, yeah. Yeah. In hindsight, I understand why you declined.
Yeah, exactly. That's why. That was it. That was the only issue. I know one component was freely given, but outside of that, you know, there was no consent for those eggs. Oh, well, I'm recovering from a late night of rocking and or rolling.
Yeah, I saw on Facebook that you're a rock star.
Yeah, I got my rock moves.
Did you show your dick on stage, be honest?
I did not show my dick on stage. I showed a sock on stage that was covering my dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone knows you can just imagine people without socks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're naked out there. I imagine people without socks on all the time, but that's just because I got a different fetish.
Yeah. Yeah. There are pictures of my feet from the show, so.
Yeah, I already got a bunch of those.
Yeah, I know. But these aren't, you know, just the flash on your phone because you get them at night while I'm sleeping. These are bathed in stage light, baby.
Yeah, I'm the reason Japanese phones have to make a very loud click whenever you take a picture. Because I only use Japanese phones to go in here and take pictures of your little feetsies.
Well, you know, you might have other people joining you in the Japanese phone trend because, you know, Apple's being sued by the U.S. government for monopolistic practices around smartphones.
Oh, good. That'll fix it. Just like they fixed Microsoft.
Yep. Yep. But, you know, don't worry, though. We're going to ban TikTok because we care about your data privacy.
Is that why I get calls from the Philippines 5 times a day? Government?
Yep. Yep.
Because you care so much about my data.
Yeah, right. It's crazy because, like, you know that GM was illegally collecting drivers' data and then selling it to insurance companies? And when asked by Congress in a congressional hearing, the CEO of GM was like, oh, we only make a couple $1 million from it. It's not a lot of money.
It's small potatoes.
That was the issue. He was like, oh, we're not making a bunch of money on it. It's like, no, the issue is... it's unethical, and you're driving up the cost of people's insurance because you're telling their insurers exactly how they drive without their consent, which is pretty fucked up. And Congress didn't do shit about that, but, you know.
Yeah, that's fine. That's how I make my living.
Yeah.
You know how I'm plugged into that Cerebro-like device?
Mm-hmm.
That's mostly just me, like, watching people drive and then telling Geico about it. Yeah. They ask me to stop. I still do it. A paycheck still shows up.
We're not banning TikTok. We're just trying to force a sale, which is totally a normal thing that the government does, is to get companies that have a portion owned by, you know, foreign companies sold. That's a normal thing they do all the time.
Well, they're going to sell it to Mr. Wonderful or whoever he is.
Sharks, I'm here offering 25% of TikTok, and I'm seeking $50 billion.
I'll give you... $2 for 78% ownership, and you got to show my face before every TikTok.
Mr. Wonderful would be like, I want a royalty paid out for every view. Every view, mm-hmm. I get a penny.
Genius. That's why he's the best business shark and the one that's most deserving of being set on fire by an angry mob.
Yeah, he's my least favorite. He's such an asshole. Mark Cuban's the only one that's kind of okay just because he's used
his capital. They all deserve the
I'm just saying he gets to go
red
last.
Hand of communism.
He gets to go last in line for the guillotine. That's all I'm
saying. Oh, okay.
There's no such thing as a good billionaire, but there's varying degrees of harm. And Mark Cuban's a less harmful billionaire. I mean, his Cost Plus Pharmacy, which is not a sponsor, because we don't have sponsors. We're just shouting into the void.
Well,
like
they sponsor
lunatics.
Me personally, because I make a lot of people sick. I have what doctors call asbestos sweat.
Well, by 2030, you got to be done with that. It's got to be all cleaned up.
Well, I guess that's why the pharmaceutical industry is paying me specifically so much money for I guess, a referral-based system.
But hey, you know, at least private equity groups are buying up our hospitals and our housing, you know.
So. I know. That's what I'm excited for.
They're like, you know, we need to focus on the things that people need that we can make worse because then they'll have no options and we can make them as shitty as we want.
Yeah. Oh, man, when we get to literally rent our ability to live from a medical monopoly, that's what I'm talking about, baby.
That's the American dream right there. That's why the economy's doing so great.
Yeah. Well, I'm not in it for the money. You know what I mean? I'm in it for the raw sexual thrill.
That's your prime motivating factor for most things.
Most things. Yeah. So, Dan.
So, Austin.
How's Operation... you live in the same town as Hank Green, so you got to befriend him so I can meet him in person one day. How's that going?
He took a chicken shit stance on Palestine, so I've abandoned the quest.
How dare you? Mm-hmm. That was not what we agreed on.
Yeah, no.
You've broken our contract, and now I get to keep your voice in a seashell.
That's fine. You can have it.
And I'll use that to seduce the prince.
Wait, is Hank Green the prince in this, or have we shifted to a different metaphor?
John Green might be. How's he on Palestine?
Not great.
probably not much better.
Yeah, they're capitalists, so, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so am I. I love it.
Yeah.
No lowercase nothing.
Buddy. Oh, this explains why you
don't understand. I like to talk in all caps so people know I'm serious.
This is why you didn't understand all the anti-capitalist stuff and where that was coming from.
Yeah,
and why you took it as a personal attack.
How are people going to know when a sentence begins?
Yeah.
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 This is reminding me of when we had to just delineate between anti-semantic and anti-Semitic.
Yeah. The thing everyone on the internet is, where they're like, I hate words.
Yeah, words control the media. Words control the government.
At least I think it was words. You know me, I have very bad headphones. It's like, well, hey, I like words.
Hey, what's the deal, guys? Words are great.
That's a blast from the past.
I
Anti-Semantic
know,
was one of our very first bits.
It was one of our very first bits. I'm feeling all nostalgic as we zero in on episode 420.
Oh, man, we're going to get so high.
We really are. That's the plan, dear listener. And I do say listener singular because, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. We have 10 people that listen, but they rotate.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's good for keeping on in the background so your dog thinks people are home. Truth in advertising. Regrow your hair.
It will regrow your hair, but not in
Clark.
The same place. Faustian bargain.
Yep, back of the hands, back, and your back. That's primary. Yeah. Also, the knee pit.
Oh yeah, if you're looking for some cushioned knee pits, this podcast will get you. We'll get you there.
Cushioned knee pits.
Cushioned knee pits. Oh my boy, why do you groan so? Are you sore from rocking?
I was running around and jumping and dancing like a fucking lunatic. With the other bands playing, I was like going at it in the pit. And then when I was on stage, I was running around like a psychopath prior to the whole, you know, sock thing. Then I was very still.
Yeah, you don't want a wardrobe malfunction.
Well, I realized I was extremely sweaty and things were going to dislodge, so I had to cut my choreography short.
Yeah, I get it. We listen, we've all had to manage the logistics of a cock sock, Dan. You're preaching to the choir.
I know.
I'm wearing one right now, so I feel real big. I feel real powerful.
Practice your power poses with the cock sock
on. Mm-hmm.
Doing some affirmations in the mirror.
I'm ready to fake a sex scene in a Hollywood movie film.
Yeah, somebody told me it took real cojones to do that, and I was like, I know, they were in the sock.
That's how it stays up, really.
Then someone told me it was brave, and I was like, oh, man, that makes it sound like I'm like Helen Mirren doing a nude scene. Like, come on, that's, I don't want to hear that was brave. That makes me feel real bad about my body.
You reminded them of Disney's Brave because you were doing that Merida impression the whole time. If you could change your fate, you said, windmilling the sock. Would you?
So this year's theme for Rock Lotto was 44 Days, and it covered the six albums that came out in 1991. It started with Metallica's Black Album and ended with Nirvana's Nevermind. In there was a Soundgarden album, a Guns N' Roses album, Red Hot Chili Peppers album, and Guns N' Roses was a double album. But so for next year's Rock Lotto, I wanted to pitch theme ideas with you.
So
I thought of like super groups, you know. Mm-hmm, you could do Cream, you could do the Traveling Wilburys, you could do Audioslave. I wanted to hear what hilarious and dumb thing you think would be a good theme.
Only the actual versions of songs Weird Al has parodied.
Nice.
And if it's good enough for Al, it's good enough for me is the theme.
Yep. Let's call it Al and the Family.
And if you were you then.
And if you were the were then. Girls were girls and men were men. The polka version.
What else?
Like, get to the line where it'd be like, didn't need no welfare state. What the hell? Wow, this is dated.
Well, no, because that's Archie Bunker's beliefs, and he is the foil of the show, you see.
Yeah. Oh, Archie's not the hero? He's the main one. Oh, right. So he's the good guy, and his views and beliefs are what's right. Right.
So when Archie Bunker unites the disparate Fremen tribes and becomes the New Yorker.
Freaking Lisan Al Gaib over here.
Edith, we're going to launch a jihad already.
Edith, where's the water of life? I just got some.
Edith, bring me the water of life to my comfy chair over here. I'm going to see a million possible futures.
Archie Bunker is Timothy Chalamet as Paul Atreides.
Finally, a good remake.
Yeah, he's looking pretty twinky, that Archie Bunker.
Always has been, really.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that John Hinckley recently said that people are getting a little too weird about Sidney Sweeney? The guy who shot Ronald Reagan over, you know, to get Jodie Foster's attention was like, you guys are freaking out a little too much.
I think
it's a he good is temperature the check for everyone.
I think he is the most parasocial, does get to say that.
He does. Like, that's the guy who gets to be like, you're making it weird. She's a nice young lady who's very talented. Stop. Just stop.
And also, like, honestly, if you wanted to get your wife something that was like really like the best gift you could give her, Ronald Reagan's head on a platter, right?
I mean,
am I right? Or was it Nixon he tried to shoot? Which one did he
get? It was Reagan. It was Reagan. He succeeded in shooting. He just didn't kill him.
So it's like, you know, I get it.
Right. And the funny thing is, like, if the results of Reagan's policies had already impacted the American medical system like it has today, he probably would have died. If he'd had to deal with the consequences of his policy decisions, he probably would have died on the operating table. Sorry, Mr. President, there's a 7-hour wait in the emergency room.
Yeah, your insurance doesn't cover this, so we're actually going to put a bullet back in.
We're extremely out of network, Mr. President.
And also, we've made our doctors work 40-hour shifts consecutively for, like, the last 5 years. So really, the only person willing to do the surgery on you is just a really ambitious high schooler. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to let them kind of take a crack at it. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Isn't that fun how he cost millions of American lives and suffered no consequences for it? Isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm. And then at the end of his life, he didn't even remember any of it.
Well,
at least Kissinger had to hear the screams of everyone that got firebombed. You know, at least he was aware of what he had done.
Oh, and, he didn't care.
And I'm sure it's pain. It's playing on a loop for him in hell. But
I think that had to be like why he was in it for. It had to be like his thing.
Yeah, a real kink. The Kissinger kink. You just want to cause mass destruction and devastation. Oh, that's what Netanyahu has. He has the Kissinger kink.
Yeah, he's got a Kissinger kink.
Yeah.
Well, in both senses of the word, because Kissinger gets him rock hard. Because they had a dalliance in the 90s, mind. It's all here in this fan fiction.
Oh, no, not your Kissinger X BB fanfic.
It's volume one.
Oh, no. Austin, it's so horrible.
It was a sunny summer day on Camp David.
Oh, God.
And sweat was beginning to accrue under the pits of those assembled. And then 20 pages sort of describing the sweat.
You use the word glisten about 48 times.
Yeah, because the thesaurus doesn't let me use it no more.
The thesaurus is like, listen, you're not going to get to be articulate with this filth. You're the only person who's been blocked by thesaurus.com.
Which, I don't know if you know this. If you do that, you can't read thesauri no more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it becomes jumbled in your head. I don't know how they do it. I'm scared.
Did you see the guys who... Did I send you that TikTok of the guys who redid Benny and the Jets but made it Benny Gesserit?
Benny Gesserit. Yeah, I feel like we need to get our legal department on that because I think we did something similar a few months back.
No. I think our thing has always been Conan O'Brien
Baron Harkonnen O'Brien.
Yeah, Baron Harkonnen O'Brien. Thank you. My brain I remember it's a bit.
Did you mail that to yourself so it's copyrighted?
Yeah. And our next guest here is my creepy nephew. Come on out.
That weird spider made of feet is just kind of his
That's,
insult the comic wonder dog.
Oh, God. No. So then Andy Richter is one of the nephews, right?
Mm. Yeah, he's the Drax guy.
The Dave Bautista one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Drax the Destroyer.
Austin Butler reprises his role.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like you've been eradicating Fremen. Do we have a clip?
They have so many clips of that. Oh, my God.
Somehow Paul Rudd in universe has snuck in the Mac and Me clip.
God damn it.
How? There's a meta-textual commentary here that smarter people than us could, point to, but we're just going to say it's funny.
Yeah, sadly we are. Just two big dumb idiots.
Yep. Occasionally profound idiots. Never profound. Profane. Not profound.
Always profane.
Profane in the membrane.
Profane in the brain.
Don't call it a comeback.
The old gods. That can't be good. Mm-hmm. That's got to be like Flint drinking water, summoning all those old gods.
I mean, how many old gods can one have?
And once you resummon them, are they new old gods? They get
they're rebooted gods.
Rebooted gods, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which, I hate when you reboot a god because it's the same story. I know all the beats, and it's like, you know it's going to do way better financially than the original old god. Mm-hmm. And I guess, the old god is still there. It doesn't diminish the value of the old god, but I just, I hate it. Tell a new god.
Nostalgia is a drug.
Well, it is when I do it, because I sell a bunch of science fiction Judge Dredd drugs. And I sell the one that makes time go real slow. This one makes you relive all your best memories as if you're experiencing them the first time, but also it makes your eyes fall out.
Oh, do you have any death sticks?
I don't want to sell you death sticks. I want to go home and rethink my life.
I wish you would. I wish you would.
You think there was ever a Jedi with a death stick problem?
Oh, 100%. I need more funds for that diplomatic mission. No cash, 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 please. Cash. It's a very backwards world.
They love credits.
Mm-hmm.
Credits, yeah.
I'm fine. I just, you know, my Padawan can take care of themselves. They're ready for the trials. They're ready for the trials. I don't, yeah, 6 years old, they're ready for the trials.
And that's a metaphor for politics. Good night, everyone.
A Secret Weapon production.